This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two of the program. We are live today at number one Cochran Honda South Hills. This is on Route 19 in Peters Township. Honda fans all over Western Pennsylvania, they're greeting this new store with a lot of enthusiasm. Seeing a lot of people come in here today, so come on in. We'll be here until 1 o'clock. Say hello and get grand opening offers. And some of these special offers include $500 over Kelly Blue Book instant cash offer and 15% off any service. Get all the details at CochranHondaSouth.com. Well, I want to tell you, too, that the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly here. And they're the guys who always say, we get money for you. We have a big show planned here in terms of topics. Our show is brought to you by not only number one Cochran, but PNC Bank. Make today the day. You got Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call, Shendorovich and Fishman, and Iron Rock Tap House out there in Westmoreland County. We've been talking a lot about the Steelers, and most people do want to talk about that, and their problems, and what has to happen tomorrow to beat the Baltimore Ravens. And even if they don't score enough and still win, I wonder if people are going to have the same narrative, knowing that the Steelers would be in first place in the AFC North. That's how the NFL is. Some unpredictable things. Like, for example, Tennessee getting smacked by the Cleveland Browns, and then the Cincinnati Bengals get smacked by that same Tennessee team that lost by 25 points in Cleveland. It's a topsy-turvy, back-and-forth kind of league. Arizona did that to the Cowboys. They beat them badly after the Cowboys embarrassed the Giants 40-0. And then last week, Arizona ends up getting back to what they're doing, losing. And meanwhile, Dallas goes home and just puts a 35-point pasting on New England. So it is a crazy league right now, and the Steelers will try to get back in the win column before their bye week coming up, which is next week, and then they go on the road to the L.A. Rams. And that's a good team with a very good young receiver who's making records all over the place. Puka Nacua, best four-game total of any wide receiver in NFL history, and he's a fifth-round draft pick. We talked about scheming. That's how you scheme. Normally, when you get a guy like that, and he's a good player, certainly, to be drafted in the NFL, but a lot of times he doesn't get opportunities, and he doesn't get the kind of scheme needed to open himself. So I think he has done a great job, and I think the coaching staff down there has done that, too, in L.A. All right, 412-928-937. Let's get back to the lines. We got Roland in Castle Shannon. Hey, Roland, what's going on?
All we do is... Hello? Bob.
Go ahead. You got
Roland. Quick questions. Hey, Bob, two quick questions, and then I'm going to hang up, or I'll let you ask me a question if you want. Bob, can you hear me?
Okay. Hey, yeah, Bob. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob, this is Roland. Thanks for taking my call. First question, when grandson Sonny plays with Pap Pomp and his dad Mac for his first time at Laurel Valley, who's the fourth?
Well, first of all, that's several years from now. So it'll probably be one of my nephews who are very good golfers. So, you know, we'll complete it that way.
Okay. That's hallowed grounds from Arnold Palmer. You've been to Laurel Valley, right, Bob?
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
Well, can you send me a picture when he's age three and he's hitting it 200 yards straight down the fairway? Can you send me a picture in 3 years?
I hope you're right. I will do that. What's your other question, Roland?
My other question, are they going to hire Byron Leftwich on Monday morning at 8 o'clock when the Steelers are in first place? I'm ready to book a ticket to L.A. I got family and friends all over L.A.
You know what's interesting about that? That name Byron Leftwich has come out. He was run out of Tampa last year, and I don't know the circumstances that led to it. But first of all, for that to happen, they're going to have to make – I still believe that they're going to go through this season intact. If they make changes, it'll be in the off season. That may not be the right way to go, but I think they, you know, this is kind of how they do business. Is it, you know, the right way to do business? I don't know. And quite frankly, based on their history, if they do make a move on Matt Canada, what they would do is just move over the quarterback coach. That's what he was before he took over. And, you know, Sullivan's the guy who would be next in line that way. I don't know how many candidates are out there that they could bring in off the street who do not have a job right now. The best way to do that is in the off season. So my guess is that unless it's a complete disaster offensively tomorrow, and that may force them to do something. But if it isn't, they're just going to keep doing what they're doing and see where it takes them. And I have a feeling I know where it would take them, though.
So, Bob, you're telling me not to book a ticket to Vegas in February, that they're not going to get me my 7th Super Bowl this year. You're telling me right now we're going to
roll it. I have no
idea.
People, listen, the game is so crazy how it unfolds and how teams develop. And I never saw, I don't know about you, they were 2-6 at the bye week. We were having these same conversations about whether or not they would remove Matt Canada. They didn't, and they went 7-2. Now, you could tell me they did it differently with a run game, and all I know is they went 7-2, and the bottom line is to win. They haven't done enough winning. They have to be in a position to do that. You got to score more points here. There's no other way around it. You put too much pressure on this defense. So I think if, you know, I don't like to predict anything, but I'm telling you right now, this does not look like a team that will be a playoff team, how they're playing. They need to change, and we'll see starting tomorrow if they can.
Bob, we have the best offense. We have elite West Coast assets like the Niners. We don't have a West Coast offense that's commensurate with the talent, and we have a coach and an owner that can't run a $6 billion company. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that. I think what they're doing is they're, first of all, and thanks for the call, Roland. I got others to get on. I appreciate your kind words. They have an offense right now that is not creative enough to enhance the talent they have. I do not think that their talent is as bad as what some people have said it is. I don't think so. I think you got George Pickens has to be involved more. They got to throw the ball more in his direction. They haven't done it. They're going to try to run the ball tomorrow like they typically try to do. If that happens, what then needs to happen next is this play-action game, which has really been non-existent, has to take hold on opposing defenses. They don't even try that way. They got to do more of that. They got to go down the field. Too many good things can happen when you go down the field. Receptions, pass interference, whatever. And the way they throw flags today, you got to take advantage of that. I still think, you know, the Steelers do it the way they do it. You can argue with the results in the postseason. And I agree. They need to have better success. You can't just win and be above 500 and don't get to the postseason, or get to the postseason and get eliminated quickly the way they have. Those have been embarrassing losses. So they got to start with an offense that has to be much better than it is. Can it happen under this current coaching staff with Matt Canada in charge? I don't know. My guess is that it won't, but I don't think they're going to make a change until the offseason if they do that. Let's go out to Mike, who joins us in Butler. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Hey,
good,
I listen to you guys basically 24/7. But this is the first time I've ever called in. I want to talk about the Penguins.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Hey. I was just out driving down the road getting gas, and I heard you talking about Zahorna and Drew O'Connor. And, you know, I think guys like that, you know, they're maybe younger guys, maybe a little more physical. I think we need to kind of start building a roster and using these guys to start coming up and, you know, making an impact. You know, I mean, as much as I like Getzel, that dude's a scoring machine. But, man, he's small, and when it comes into the playoffs, he gets beat up. Bad. And I just think guys like Drew O'Connor might be like, you know, if he could score a partial, you know, at least have some good input, guys like that might be better down the stretch.
Well, first of all, Gensel's a 40-goal scorer, so, regardless of how he does it consistently just about every year. I like Drew O'Connor because he gives you a physical forecheck. He's fast, and right. I think when you do that, you'll get your chances. And when he gets chances, like last night, he had a breakaway set up by Crosby. I thought it was a beautiful goal. He had two of those last night. He's a young guy I want to have on my roster. Whether or not it's in the top line once Gensel comes back, unlikely just because of the way Gensel fits in with Crosby. But to start, he would be there for me. I want to see him produce on that line. And then you get to the bottom six. Again, Jeff Carter, he's on the roster. He's playing in the last year of a contract, which means he'll play. I have no problem at the beginning portion of the season. They haven't practiced this, nor do I think they'll use it. But Jeff Carter, why not in front of the net? It's a big dude in front of any goaltender. He has good hands. Oh, yeah. He still has good hands. And I would do that. Maybe it's on the second unit. Do something to get him involved that way. So we'll see what happens. I think another interesting thing is how both Chris Letang and Erik Karlsson do with their pairings. It's going to be Ryan Graves to skate with Letang, it looks like, and Marcus Pettersson with Karlsson. Those guys have to be responsible defensively when those other two do what they do. You have to have that Brian Dumoulin approach, and I think Ryan Graves is that kind of player, that he can do a little bit of both, but he's very good defensively. He's a young guy, and I think he was their best offseason acquisition to me. Right. And that includes Karlsson. I know what Karlsson is, but I think Ryan Graves is a guy who's going to really be a good player for this team. So that's your top four. After that, we'll see what happens. Yeah.
Yep. But I'm optimistic for this season. I think we're going to do all right this season. So
I think it's going to be highly entertaining. They just need to get to the playoffs, and when they get there, be healthy, and I'd like to see what this team can do. Because the window is still open. A lot of people will disagree with that, Mike. They'll tell you, they're too old to be competitive. And most people who followed hockey and watched the teams like Anaheim, like Chicago, have aged out. You could make that argument, but I still think their top players coming off good years, given the right people around them, and I think Dubas has done a pretty good job real quickly in putting the right people around them. We'll see how far they go. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. All right. 412-928-9370 is that number to call. We are here at number one Cochrane Honda South Hills. We'll be here until 1 o'clock. Come on in. Check out some of their new vehicles they have. Also, if you're in looking at used vehicles, they have a tremendous lot here of used vehicles that you can buy at really good prices. So all that's available to you. You also do it expressway at Cochrane.com. Home delivery, they give it to you at no extra charge. All those things available to you right here at number one Cochrane Honda South Hills, formerly known as South Hills Honda. If you know that place, that's what it's turned into as the Cochrane brand continues to get bigger and bigger throughout Western Pennsylvania. All right, we'll take a break. We got more calls on the way at 412-928-9370. No Pitt, no Penn State. You can still talk some college football if you so like. Pitt has made a change of quarterback, as you know, and Phil Jurkovec will not be the quarterback moving forward, although he's tinkered with becoming a tight end in his sixth and final year of eligibility. Brought to you by number one Cochrane. We're here today at Honda South Hills, Route 19. Come on out. Check out their inventory. A lot of great stuff going on here. You can also enjoy number one Cochrane's signature, clearly better car buying experience, where you will get low, transparent pricing on every Honda in stock. PNC Bank, thank you for their sponsorship, as well as Ireland Contracting, Iron Rock Tap House, and Shenderovich and Fishman. Getting set for a big game between the Steelers and Ravens tomorrow. You'll see it at 1 o'clock on KDK. 2 hours of postgame with me and Chris Hoke following the game on KDK+. Back to the lines we go. Chuck and Braddock, you're next up. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Bob. Hey, just headed to Ohio here. But anyway, we're 2-2. We had a short preseason. The vets didn't play that much. The offensive line's kind of a new offensive line, a lot of new people in there. We got to give it a chance. I can't believe Matt Canada and Coach Tomlin are that deaf to what's the problem. I can't believe all the fans are right and they're clueless. I think we're going to get it together. We're 2-2. It's early in the season. It's 17 games. And let's give it a chance here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, things can happen throughout the course of a season that change dramatically. It better, because this offense needs some dramatic changes to it. In the end, they're judged by what they do, and what they do right now is not good. They're pretty much 29th or last in just about every offensive category in the NFL. You can't win in the NFL. I don't care how good your defense, I don't care how elite your defense is. It's an offense that will not allow. You can't, like last week, two field goals, that's it. No touchdowns in a game against a team like that. Oh, by the way, Houston might be better than you think, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. And I'm, you know what, I think people are naive to think this was going to be a Super Bowl campaign anyway.
Well, I don't, you know, I still think they have, when I looked at what they did in the offseason, I thought Omar Khan, Andy Weidel, front office did a pretty good job bringing in a lot of things in this opportunity to have a younger quarterback who doesn't make a lot of money to spend it, and they spend it. I thought by now we'd see some improvement in their offensive line, specifically, say, Amalu, with those other vets they had from last year, but it hasn't been as cohesive as it needs to be. I also thought guys like Patrick Peterson, although he's up there in age, would be better than he's been. He's a Hall of Fame player, but he's been beaten a lot, and so is Levi Wallace, which is why I think Joey Porter should play a little bit here moving forward. So we'll see tomorrow and how they do in that game.
All right, Bob, thanks. You have a great show, and take care, man.
Appreciate your call. We also have some breaking news in. The Indianapolis Colts and Jonathan Taylor, their star running back, have agreed to a deal. It's taken a long time. He was out with an injury after he didn't like what was going on in the offseason. 3 years, $42 million for Jonathan Taylor. And when you talk about running backs, you know, a lot of them don't like the way they've been sort of undervalued. When you think about it, they touch the ball second most to the quarterback in the offensive position in most cases. They do. Jonathan Taylor's a guy who can really make, and I'll tell you what he'll do. He's going to give a guy like Richardson a lot more freedom back there at quarterback because now all eyes will be on him, Jonathan Taylor. And so that Indy team, which the Steelers are going to see, I think that's a big thing for them to get done. At 412-928-9370. Let's go out to Joe in North Versailles. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Bob. And I do appreciate the fact that you don't do all the hyping. There was one person who said the Steelers would be a Super Bowl team. That was your P in the PM team, but we'll let that be. As for tomorrow's game...
Well, actually, a couple of national people thought that as well. wasn't just Andrew. It was other people. But I think that was way too premature just because they have too many things going on and they believe that Kenny Pickett's had some issues. He needs to get better.
No doubt. But as far as tomorrow's game, would it be a shocker if that was the 19-16 game or the 17-14 game and the Steelers score one defensive touchdown and they win and then they're in first place? And, you know, Tomlin's 6-0 off of bye weeks and 18-2 with at least one extra day's rest the last 6 years. Yeah, I'm the kind of guy that looks that stuff up. So my point is maybe they're 4-2. And in the NFL, which you alluded to, you know, in the AFC, you can name five teams that are going to make the playoffs. That leaves a couple wild card slots. So anybody can sneak in there. That, you know, the AFC South, all those teams, you know, could possibly, you know, one wins the division, one could sneak in. The Steelers may yet make the playoffs, 9-8, which we're getting kind of tired of. But you know that if they go to Buffalo or Kansas City, they're probably getting blown out. And if somehow Miami wins that division, they're probably getting blown out. So, you know, I think that's the best.
I don't think so much about Miami, Joe. I think Miami has a lot of defensive issues. They're going to score a lot of points, which gives them a distinct advantage, which is why, to your point, I think the Steelers don't need to be a wild card. They got to win this division. This division, to me, now appears to be winnable, even though all the teams involved have issues. Cincinnati, chief among them, they're playing at a level I never thought they could stoop to right now, but that's how they are. So if you win the division, you, I think, put yourself in a position where you don't have to go right off the bat on a road to play a team that's likely going to be heavily favored. That's what you need to do.
I'm sure most people didn't think Cincinnati would slip, and it's easy to say after the fact, but I actually thought they would even before the injury to the quarterback. I didn't think they were as strong as people thought, but you're right, Bob, that the easiest path would be to just win the division.
Right, and you know, Cincinnati is struggling, we know that. Cleveland doesn't have their best guy in Nick Chubb right now, and they have some issues because last week I saw where their head coach came out and said, and you know, normally Kevin Stefanski is as guarded as anyone. He's not going to say this about his starting quarterback, who they sunk all that money into, that he was cleared to play, and he's basically chose not to play. if you're a quarterback of a team that is looked at as a leader, that's the last thing you would want, that you're cleared physically to play, but you're not playing. You know, they're stuck with that contract. I'm surprised Stefanski did that. I really am. And it says a lot about where maybe Cleveland is. So, you know, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, they all have opportunities here, but I would expect a low-scoring game. And I wonder, Joe, if they win 19-17, and if they don't do much offensively, and it's the defense that's the reason they win, are you going to feel differently even though they're in first place?
No, I won't, and I don't think they're firing Matt Canada, you know, unless it's just so bad tomorrow. Then maybe. The logical time would be at the bye week.
And they had that logical time last year when they were 2-6 and they chose not to. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call. Good stuff there. Let's go out to David in Bridgeville, who joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. Dave, welcome to the Bob Pompeiani Show at number one Cochran in the South Hills.
Nice to talk to you, Bob. I want to talk Penguins. It's hockey time in Pittsburgh, but you made a point about us being the oldest team in the NHL now. I'm worried about these guys running out of gas. It's a long season. Crosby has concussion issues. Malkin has injury issues all the time. Letang. I'm just not sure they're even a playoff team, even though on paper they look great. But my biggest concern is goaltending. You don't win a cup unless you got a goaltender that stops everything. And stops the pucks that look like they're in and they don't go in. So my biggest concern is the age and goaltending. I'm going to hang up now. Great show. Let's go, Pens. Take care, Bob. Bye.
All right, David. I agree. Yeah, I mean, I include the power play on there as well. The power play has to be the reason they carry this team to a playoff spot. Last night, Tristan Jarry gave up 4 goals. That was kind of a shootout game. At one of them, he was out of position. I still have my concerns about him. They've doubled down. They've given him the money. They expect results. I like their backup this year better than I like Casey DeSmith. I think Nedeljkovic is the kind of kid who can raise his level of play. So I think that's a good backup situation. But, I mean, you're right. The age, we're going to find out. Age is a positive thing when it works to your advantage in terms of experience, but it's a negative thing when it affects your legs. I still think this window is open for this team, at least this year. We'll see where it takes them. They need to get into the playoffs. I think it's a tough matchup for anyone to play them if they're all healthy and if Carlson fits in the way I think he can fit in on this power play. Let's go to Matt in Ben Avon. Hey, Matt, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I got a question for you about Pitt football. Sorry to change speeds on you here. It's with regard to their offensive line. Do you think that Dave Borbley will be back again? I think that the Pitt offensive line is consistently underperformed, even going back to last year when you look at the fact that they had all those returning starters, all 5 wanted to come back, and they still are not putting offensive linemen in the NFL. They are not effectively moving the ball. And this year, they showed they couldn't move the defensive line or protect the quarterback. And Phil Jurkovec was basically the victim of that entire program.
I agree with what you said at the end there, Matt. He was a victim of that. Now, I still think he contributed to his own situation. However, it was made a lot more difficult when the offensive line has been as up and down as it's been. And no, I don't think he'll be back. And I think they're going to have to devise game plans that will feature more kind of moving pocket kind of stuff, I think. Their run game should be better than it is. That first opening drive against West Virginia, they ran right down the field. And you would think that would have opened up some passing opportunities, but it's almost as if they didn't trust Phil Jurkovec in those situations. I don't know. That was how it seemed or felt. But their offensive line has been a major problem with this 1-4 start. And, you know, I expect them to make changes in this bye week, although we're not allowed. You can't go in there and see anything that goes on in practice. So I'm not sure what they're going to do, but they need to do something.
Thanks, Bob. Great show. Appreciate it.
All right, Matt. You have a great weekend. Thank you for calling at 412-928-9370. So the Penguins open up Tuesday night against Chicago. That's a fun opportunity to watch one of the new up-and-coming guys. The next one, as it were, Connor Bedard. And we'll see what he can do with that team against the Penguins, who have big expectations. That's on Tuesday. But tomorrow, the big day is the Steelers and the Ravens. Again, we'll get you started with our 11:30 a.m. TV pregame show, Bet MGM kickoff, followed by the game, 2 hours of postgame on KDK Plus, and then we have the number one Cochran Sports Showdown. That's every night at 11:35 on KDKA. So we'll take a break here, come back with more as we continue live. We're at the new number one Cochran Honda South Hills right here on Route 19 in Peters Township. Come on down, and if you're a Honda fan all over this area, man, you're going to see some new number one Cochran opportunities here and some special offers like a $500 over Kelly Blue Book instant cash offer, 15% off any service. Get all the details at CochranHondaSouth.com. Back with more right after this. Call 412-928-9370, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. All right, welcome back. Live to number one Cochran Honda South Hills, and you know it is formerly known the South Hills Honda. This store is conveniently located at Route 19. Some great buys going on up here. Come out, take advantage also of their clearly better car buying experience where you'll get low, transparent pricing on every Honda in stock. 412-928-9370. Thank you to number one Cochran. Thank you to PNC Bank, Ireland Contracting, Iron Rock Tap House, and Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. In case you just missed it, the Colts and Jonathan Taylor agree to a three-year, $42 million deal. And we have a lot of baseball on tap here for today. I'm really looking forward to Philadelphia and Atlanta, a rematch of what's happened the last couple of years. Philly got the best of Atlanta last year, eliminated their chance of a back-to-back. They're back on track now with one of the best hitting teams in all of baseball history, really. Also today we have Texas-Baltimore, the Orioles in there with a $71 million payroll and doing some damage, over 100 wins. Minnesota-Houston. Minnesota made quick work of their first opponent. The Astros are a good team that has a lot of experience. Dusty Baker has those guys going, and Arizona and the Dodgers later tonight. Meantime, let's go back to the lines. We have Joe in Murraysville first up right now. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Bob? Nice show today. Thank
good.
You.
Thanks.
Hey, I want to make a few comments about the Steelers. I don't agree with you about a few things, okay? One thing is I don't see any superstars on offense. Don't you have to have superstars to win championships? And the reason I say that is I'm not talking about potential. I'm talking about guys' level right now. I don't see it. The only guy that was marginal in my mind might have been Freiermuth, but, you know, I might put him 10th in the league at best at tight end. There's a lot of other good tight ends out there. And Pickens, he's gone invisible since they started double-teaming him. He can't get open. And I don't think that's ever going to change now they figured out how to cover him.
Yeah, you're right about established. They don't have any established stars on offense. Zero. Pickens is a guy who is potentially good, and you expect to see a big jump this year, but you're right. He's been effectively taken out. You know, I mentioned this earlier, Joe. The Steelers' defense, for as heavy in terms of talent, in terms of price tag, is they have not been able to shut down other teams' best offensive threats. And three of the last four games have featured huge numbers on offense with receivers. Nick Collins is someone you don't expect to rip apart a defense, but they did. You may expect it from Davante Adams. They did. They got to clamp down on some of these guys. And Pickens has been clamped down. Calvin Austin's tried to, you know, give them a spark at times. Allen Robinson's been largely invisible. Deontay Johnson hasn't played. So, you know, I agree with that. You're right. But I expected more. My assessment of this team coming into the season was you would see these guys develop, and Freiermuth included. But he's injured now, and we'll see. But nobody has taken that next step. And maybe it's because the quarterback hasn't taken the next step.
I agree with you there. I think I'm worried. Kenny Pickett has he's reverted back to his bad habits he had coming into the draft. He loses his downfield vision pretty quick. He bolts out of the some pockets that he could step up into. I don't know what he's nervous about, but he looks nervous to me. It looks like his confidence is taking a little bit of a hit. So I don't know how to get him out of that except do things that offensively that people don't want him to do. You know, quick passes, screen passes to the wide receivers. Maybe that's how you hook him and Pickens up a little bit. Run that wide receiver screen.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's got to be a scheme to get him open. Thanks, Joe. Yeah, good points. I think that they work hand in hand. He may be nervous because he doesn't like maybe comfort level of the play call. He's been quick to vacate situations. Sometimes if you step up and give it an extra half second, somebody breaks free. Last week on that 4th-and-1 call, he turned it right into traffic, which, you know, I mean, you can't really do that, but he did it, and he's done it a lot. and he's missed some open receivers. I expect him to have a better game tomorrow. He needs to have a better game tomorrow. I'm a little bit surprised he's going to play, but I know that at the beginning of the week he wasn't as bad as anyone thought, so he's ready to go, and they need to really show improvement in this offensive side of the ball. Big Al joins us right now in Robinson. Hello, Big Al.
Hey, Bo, let me tell you something. 65 years I've been doing it since I was 14. I played, I coached, I refereed. And I know you can't say too much about Tom if you sit across from him, but here's my point. Tell me the difference if you go 9-8 and never lose a losing season, or you go 8-9 and never make the playoff. That's number one. Number two, they keep telling me if he was out in the street tomorrow, he'd get a job. Based on what? His 3-12 playoff record. And I'll tell you another thing. I'm sick and tired of going to a shotgun, 4-1. You're on the 4-yard line. You throw 3 passes in the end zone. He's 2-15 on red flags. And it really disgusted me was Chris Hoke the other day. I don't know why we have his guy on. He got there and said, it's not the coaching, it's not the play, it's the execution. Bob, what is wrong with this guy? Who executes? You have 11 coaches. They teach you to execute. If you can't execute, what are you saying that the plays don't matter? It took them 7 years to execute.
Well, Al, there is truth to that. You could have a well-designed play, and it's not executed properly, and that means one of 11 players are not doing their job. All of a sudden, the thing implodes.
For 7 years.
No, I agree with you, and I will say, to your first 2 points, Al, I agree that that's a narrative that mostly national people who don't watch the Steelers on a regular basis see. All they see is a team that constantly is in the thick of things until the end, whether they get in or not. And what it results in is middle of the pack drafting or lower than that. And sometimes that's not the best position to be in.
Bob,
I mean, the argument's been made several times. If you don't win sometimes, you get a higher draft pick. If you hit on it, it can help your team. And that goes for hockey. That goes for anything, really, including baseball. So,
Bob,
yes, that's true.
Statement.
Mike Tomlin is a smart guy. But that's also a narrative that's shared mostly nationally.
Hey, Bob, one thing you do that irks a lot of people, you know what it is?
What is it?
When you talk, and you're great, and I know 40 years, you're the best announcer, you should be on the national. You continue, and I travel over this county, I talk to Hunter, I'm a contractor. You continue to make excuses and go to other teams, such as Pittsburgh got a bad offensive coordinator. Immediately you say, well, what about Cincinnati? What about Jacksonville? What about...
People I didn't immediately
care.
Say it. I was trying to assess what's gone on in this current division.
You say that about anything.
And I'm not defending
you.
Any of this, Al. They need to get better. I'm not the person who makes changes or not over there. I'm just looking at what I see, and what I see is an offense that's extremely flat.
Why are you comparing
what else do you want me to say?
I want you to stick. We're worried about the Steelers, Bob. We're not worried about Jacksonville or Cleveland or this guy.
All right, Al, I gotcha. Well, my point is that all of these teams currently have issues we're dealing with, and not many people thought Cincinnati would be in that situation. All I'm saying is they're not alone, and I think this league is filled with teams that come out of nowhere, which you don't expect, and teams that you do expect to do well, and this excludes Kansas City. This excludes some of the top echelon teams, but most of them will regress throughout the course of the season. That's shouldn't be surprising if you follow the NFL. And I'm not
last
I agree. They need to get much better in all facets of their offense, or they should consider change. But that's
last
for them
question.
To decide, not us. We can yap about it all we want.
Last question. Do you think Tomlin is entitled to 3 more years?
He didn't get an extension after this year. So I think a lot of that, and thanks for the call, Al, will depend on what happens the rest of this year. George in Manassas is next right here on the Bob Pompeiani Show as we're rounding third, heading home on this baseball division series weekend. Go ahead, George.
Hi, Bob. Talk about the Penguins again, and I agree with a few callers before that goalie is going to be our issue. But I think what might be able to help if we, because I remember last year, we didn't have a lot of guys in front of the net protecting the goalie. Like, you know, I think that needs to change this year too. And in regards to the power play, what I've seen, and this has been over the years too, is they always seem to try to make the perfect pass. I mean, I know you can't shoot every time, every shot on a power play, but it seems like sometimes they try to make too many passes or wait to make the perfect pass. The next thing you know, they send the puck down and the power play's over. So I think that could be an issue to improve the power play, and wonder what you thought on that.
Well, you hear Mike Sullivan. Thanks for the call, George. You hear Mike Sullivan always talk about simplifying things. When you have a bunch of elite players who love to look for that extra pass. Now, you saw, if you watched the game last night, the preseason game in Buffalo, they had a tic-tac-toe passing play that resulted in a goal by Chris Letang. It was as well done as you can expect. That's what they like to do. When they get into a slump, it's because a lot of teams will defend that passing on the perimeter and make it impossible to get pucks. You can just put the puck on the net, and that's where defenses break down. That's where you can get rebounds. That's where you have to have guys attack the net. And Crosby's among the best at him, even at this late juncture of his career. So the power play will be absolute key for them as they get into the playoffs or not this season for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Let's go to Guy in California, PA. Guy, you're our last caller, so finish strong, brother. What's going on?
I will, yeah. It's California in the state, not the city of in Pennsylvania.
Anyways, oh.
Anyways, Bob, real quick, you know, you mentioned the Pens being one of the oldest teams, and that's certainly the true with the trio, you know, the superstar trio, 37 years old. But also size. Don't forget size. They're among the smallest teams in the league. Bringing in Ryan Graves is certainly going to help. He's 6'5", 220. But you compare him to the Vegas Knights, for example. You know, the Knights are 10 pounds heavier than the Penguins, and that's despite having Marchessault, who won the Conn Smythe, and he's only 5'9". And you know,
and that's why I think guys like Zahorna and I think guys like O'Connor have to be on the team. They do give you that bigger size and really ferociousness down low. They can forecheck better than most.
And you need it. You need it come playoff time. The playoffs are a totally different game. And you know what they always say, that the rink gets a lot smaller come playoff times. And just one last thing on the power play. You know, everyone's talked about, you know, the Oilers' power play. The regular season was 30%. They were almost 50% in the playoffs. They were 46-point-something% in the playoffs. But the Knights still beat them in six games. And the Knights just have these guys in the back, the defense, the blue line guys, the guys like Nick Hague, 6'6", Peter Angelo, 6'3", McNabb, 6'4". These guys are big, and they just shocked in the opposition. And that's what you need if you're going to make it beyond the regular season.
I agree, Guy. You do need that. You need some physical presence there. But, yeah, and they need a lot of things. But, you know, I think they have the answers on their roster. It's a matter of how they are put together and, you know, how Mike Sullivan chooses to put those guys, especially when it comes to bottom six. But I like O'Connor starting the season on the top line with Crosby. If Gensel's out, why not? The kid has a lot of ability down low, and I think his speed and physicality can create some openings for the other two on that line. All right, we've reached the end of the program. Time to talk about fan weather, which is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Remember, truck month at Sun Chevy. Come see what they got at sunchevy.com. Today, it's intervals of clouds, sunshine, breezy with a stray shower this afternoon through the evening, high of 55 degrees. Later tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, 44. Tomorrow, in the low 60s, hopefully the sun will break through, and hopefully the Steelers will put together a good offensive game plan that will break through on the scoreboard as well as they take on the Ravens. Again, our coverage on KDKA-TV tomorrow begins at 11:30 a.m. Pre-game show, game at 1 o'clock, 2 hours of post-game on KDKA+. I want to thank all the people here at Number 1 Cochrane. Honda South Hills, it's a great place to come get some special offers. As I said before, it's a $500 over Kelly Blue Book instant cash offer, 15% off any service that you would like. Get all the details at CochraneHondaSouth.com. That's going to wrap it up. We'll see you again next Saturday. Coming up, we have the Best of the Fan. 2 to 5 is going to be Josh Roundtree, who is with you until 5 o'clock today on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Have a great day, everybody.